The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what happened the more that Moses spoke to our Lord face to face? Little by little, he became so radiant, so brilliantly dazzling did his face become that they had to put a veil over it. As I was taking a walk yesterday in the YMCA park, I was praying my rosary, working through the gospel, and I finished the fourth mystery, I'm about to begin the fifth, and I feel the sun beating down on me and probably burning my scalp. And I just sort of look up and marveling at the sun. And of course, I can't look right at it because of how strongly it was shining forth. And then I read the final line of the gospel. "The righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." And it hit me like never before. And I flipped to see what the fathers said. One of them says, "In the present world, the light of the saints shines before men. But after the consummation of all things, the righteous themselves will shine as the sun." St. John Chrysostom goes a step further. He says, "Not that they shall not shine with greater brightness, but because we know of no degree of brightness that surpasses that of the sun, so our Lord uses it as his example." Do you remember what our Lord said to Mother Teresa when he called her? He said, "Come, be my light. Allow me to shine to the world through you." Just recently reading our Holy Father's encyclical, he touches upon this truth. And the encyclical is entitled Lumen Fide, the light of faith. And he says, when our Lord gives the gift of faith, it always requires a response on our part. And when we say yes to him, we receive a ray of Christ's light into our souls. And what happens when we receive this light? He says, as it enlightens us, it calls us and seeks to be reflected on our faces and to shine forth from within us. My brothers and sisters, there is no limit to the intensity with which this light can shine. The more we live and embrace our faith, we cannot help but reflect it on our faces. And hearts will be touched by it. And I thought we could make Mother Teresa's prayer our own today, a prayer that she said every day. She said, "Let your light shine forth from within me. Let it penetrate and immerse my whole being so utterly that all my life may be only a radiance of yours."